It was a very positive meeting with the TIA. It was a strong delegation of 10 councillors from all of the political parties in Donegal County Council, along with Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher, our AUKUS member. And we put across and emphasised to the TIA the importance of increased infrastructure links within our county, but equally the importance of the A5 and N2 upgrade to get people into our county in a timely manner and fashion. There was many projects spoken about and many interactions with the TIA, and they were quite positive in regard to the allocation which will be made to Donegal in 2019. We emphasised to them the importance of routes such as the 10T route, the Bonagie Link Road, pavement upgrades between Fulcarra and Garda Hawk, pavement upgrades in many of our towns and villages across the county, as well as asking for continuation of projects such as the Inver Road, the Blue Banks Road in Kilmacrenan, and a wide range of other projects which we are looking to progress. And we were, I suppose we could say, held in high regard by the TIA. The officials from Donegal County Council and the National Roads Design Office based in Donegal are working very hard to ensure that all the money that comes to the county can be spent. And we emphasise that we could do with more money because we have total dependence on road infrastructure. We have no rail within Donegal. And they appreciated that and accepted that. And the will, they told us, looked favourably upon Donegal in 2019. And we look forward to continued support from the TIA and a good and large allocation of monies so that we can increase the infrastructure demands and the linkages within our county, which is badly, badly needed.
So the aim now is to keep the pressure on to ensure that this money is forthcoming.
Absolutely, and I suppose we as a council have a role in that along with our AUKUS members, but equally the relationship that we have built up with the TIA executive over the last number of years and meetings such as we have had would leave us with a sense that they are taking what we are looking for very seriously. They do appreciate that we are deficit of the country, and they do appreciate that money that has been spent and has been spent in Donegal is done so in a very prudent and responsible manner, and we will look forward to continuing that into the future whilst emphasising and reiterating the need that we have for monies, and I suppose the fact that the northwest region of our country is the one region in the island that has been left behind by way of dual carriageways and motorways, and we look forward to increasing the infrastructural access into and out of to make Donegal a region that is as close to the centre, that being Dublin, as are other parts of our country that are accessible through motorways, and that's something that we'll be looking forward to in the future.